Whew. I don't know what they put in that nacho dip, but that stuff is good. I've been going back for seconds all night. Have you tried some? What's got you so down in the dumps? Your date stood you up? Oh man, I'm sorry. That blows. But hey, that shouldn't stop you from having fun, should it? Come on. Don't let one girl ruin your night. There's plenty of fish in the sea. Hell, there's plenty of fish in this pond. Like, right here. I mean, I'm straight, I think. But some of these hips... Whoa, boy. No? Alright. Are you sure? I mean, I can't force you to go have fun. But I can force you to put up with me. I'm gonna go get us drinks, and we'll both sit here in the corner, wasting away like little wallflowers. Does that sound good? Alright, I'll be right back. Huh? Go have fun. Not a chance. You put up with all my snottering and my whining and my crying when Jake dumped me. So I'm not leaving you alone. Not when you need me. You don't need me. Buddy, you're sitting by yourself in a dark corner, sipping lukewarm beer. You need me. Honestly, you should just get laid. Just get laid with someone here just to spite her. What about her? Too slutty. Alright, first off, don't body shame people, man. Come on. Second of all, since when has that been a problem for guys? Guys practically drool over tits. Okay, what about her? She's not here for... Are you serious? Alright, let me tell you. Every one of those girls over there who's grinding themselves, who's grinding against a guy, is here exactly for that. The girls grinding against the guys, I'm pretty sure those two over there are lesbians. They seem to be having fun. But anyway, they're all drunk, they're all horny, and they all want to get laid just as much as you do. I mean, think about it. Grinding up against some sweaty drunk jock's body isn't exactly fun. It's just about letting them know that you're out there, you know? Plus, I bet if you checked, there are 9 girls on the dance floor right now. I bet you anything, at least 3 of them aren't wearing panties. Hell, at least 6 of them. Most of them, honestly, probably aren't wearing panties. Because they're all here for the same thing, buddy. What? Me? No, I'm... does it matter if I'm wearing panties or not? Oh, you were talking about the getting laid thing. Come on, man, don't call me out like that. Yeah, I've had a few drinks, but I don't. I'm not looking. If that's what you're getting at. Yeah, good. So we're both not. You because you got dumped, and me because I have my reasons. So, what were you two planning to do anyway? I'm sorry, man. Am I being too intrusive? Shit, I'm sorry. Look, I can back off if you want me to. We can just say that I'm drunk and... Bike home? No way. You're gonna sleep over at her place? Yeah, no way. You are not biking home. I'm not allowing that. Your house is like 3 miles from here. It's cold, it's dark, and we live in kind of a shitty neighborhood. And you've been drinking. I don't care that you're not drunk. That doesn't change the fact that you still... You can sleep at my place. It's down the street. No? Correction. You will sleep at my place. If I have to, I will use violence, yes. I'm kidding, obviously. But please, I don't want to see you get hurt. Well, because I'm your friend, that's why, dummy. I've got your back when dumb shit happens. But if you're coming over to my place, no other girls. No, not like that. I didn't mean it like that. I just don't want to hear moaning and humping coming from my guest room. Sheesh. Girl's nice enough to invite you to her home, and you immediately think of getting laid. And you were giving me shit earlier for being a little tipsy. Yeah, you're right. Seems like the party's dying down. I'll go say bye to some people and meet me outside. It's just like a short walk. Alright, I'll be right back. God damn, it's cold. I can't wait to snuggle up under a blanket with the heater on and... What? Your jacket? No, man, you don't have to, Thanks. Has anyone ever told you that you smell really nice? Wow, I almost instantly regret saying that. Oh god, please forget I said anything. It's your jacket. It's just your jacket is all. I'm not usually subjected to this much of your scent, I guess. It's nice, okay? The cologne. The cologne you have on is nice. End of discussion. We're here anyway. Take your coat back. Alright. The guest room's upstairs. It's next to the main bedroom. You can just go ahead and leave your stuff here. Yeah, go get changed or whatever and crawl into bed. I'll turn on the heater and join you in a second. Join you in sleeping, not in bed. I can see you smiling, dude. I know what that means. Stop laughing. Go, get out of here. Go get changed. Hey. Psst. Are you still awake? I figured I'd check up on you before bed. Got everything you need? Blankets? Pillows? Maybe a stuffed animal to cuddle? Hey, come on, be serious. I'm kinda tipsy, I'm kinda tired, and I know teasing me is funny, but... Dude, stop. Stop saying that. Come on. You want to cuddle with me? Why? What does that even mean? Yeah, I know what it means. But most people don't want to cuddle with a tomboy. They want to cuddle with some frilly, girly girl with nice tits and soft hair. All right. If you really think it'll help you sleep, then I guess I don't mind. Just stay still during the night. And no snoring, or I will kick you. (Laughs) Yeah, you can touch me. How the hell are you going to cuddle if you don't? Alright, here. Give me your arm. Put that there. Give me your other hand. Now just slide your leg between. Ow, 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 ow. That was my knee. That was you hitting my knee with yours. No, I'm fine. You can be rough with me. Nuh-uh, I'm not taking that back. I know how it sounded. You've got your junk up against my ass, and I'm not allowed to make a sex joke? Come on. Aw, no, dude, don't slide away. I'm just kidding. Okay, no more sex jokes, alright? What do you mean that's not the issue? Oh, I get it. Hey, good on you. That means it still works when you're drunk, right? Plus, it's kind of a compliment. You can slide back. Yeah, I know I'll feel your boner. Don't worry about things so much. God, you're hard. Holy shit. When was the last time you... A week? You were saving it all up for her, weren't you? And then she just stands you up out of nowhere. Careful. Now you're this hard with no relief. No way to let all that pent up stuff out. Hey, just... Okay. You know, I could help you vent more than just your feelings. Do you want that? No, don't move. Don't move. Let me just turn around to face you. Just stop me whenever, okay? I'm gonna slowly slide my hand down your chest, down your stomach. Slowly, all the way down to your waistband, gently underneath it. Fuck. I can feel your heartbeat down here. You're really big. Yeah. Just close your eyes. Let me take care of it. Don't think about her. Don't think about the party. Or about anything. Just focus on my hands. Sliding up. Seems to like it a lot. You want to touch my tits? I guess I can allow that. Jeez, that's a lot of pre-cum. Do you always? Oh, right. You've been saving up for a week. Oh, it's not just your scent that's good. Fuck. You taste amazing on my fingers. You know, I could always... Instead of just using my hand, I could always suck your cock instead. Yeah?
Ooh, that was a very eager yeah.
And to think, you were gonna hide this thing from me. Now if you'll just let me kiss down your chest to your stomach down to these hips and all the way down the tip of your cock. Something tells me we're both gonna enjoy this. Now just relax. Lie down. Close your eyes. Let me take care of it. It's really big up close. Bigger than I thought it would be, that's for sure. Holy hell. You taste even better than I thought. Oh god, I wonder if your cum tastes this good. I love you so much. I fucking love you so much. Please use me. Use my throat. Fuck my face. Come as much as you want. Oh yeah, your balls are tensing up. Are you close? Yeah? Good. Good, just let it out, okay? I can feel you throbbing in my mouth. Give me all of it, baby. Show that slut what she's missing out on. Paint my mouth white. Let out that whole week of buildup and just... Oh god, I swallowed so much, and there's still some leaking out. Here, let me clean that up for you. There we go. So, how was your best friend's mouth? Now that I've got you all cleaned up. Good? Something tells me it was a little more than just good, but alright. You feeling less pent up? Good. No, you don't have to thank me. The look in your eyes, how you moaned my name a few times, and the amount you just pumped into my mouth, those were all plenty good enough. Alright, how about as a thank you, we keep cuddling. Tomorrow? I don't know what'll happen tomorrow. But I know what I said. Let's just think about the now. We're both kind of tipsy, we're both really tired, and one of us is empty. So, how about we leave all the worrying about love for tomorrow, and we just cuddle for tonight. There we go. Oh, hang on. Let me wipe off my mouth real quick. There we go. Well. Good night, ma'am. I love you.